The War Department, for now, has done its part. We stand ready in the background to ensure Iran upholds every reasonable term. And as everyone knows, nobody makes a better deal than President Trump. To the warriors of epic fury, I say well done. You're the backbone of our country. Your skill, your bravery, and sheer guts and grit showed the world what America is all about. I'm proud of you. We're proud of you. President is proud of you. Job well done. But stay vigilant and stay ready. To the families of our fallen, your sacrifice was in service of a historic cause, and we will always remember your heroes, our heroes. We will continue to honor them. And to our Israeli allies, thank you for being a brave, capable, and willing ally on this battlefield. The rest of the world and the rest of our so-called allies saw what real capabilities look like. They should take some notes. Our troops, our American warriors, deserve the credit for this day. But God deserves all the glory. Tens of thousands of sorties, refuelings, and strikes carried out under the protection of divine providence, a massive effort with miraculous protection. Dude 44 Bravo spoke for all of us. God is good. The chairman will now provide an even deeper military detail on the historic success of Operation Epic Fury. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being here. I want to start this morning by honoring the 13 members of our American Joint Force who were killed in action thus far during this operation. Their sacrifice and that of their families is deeply important to us, and we are grateful for each of them, and will continue to mourn their loss. Their names and their bravery will never be forgotten. On February 28th, the President of the United States ordered the Joint Force to execute Operation Epic Fury with the direction to accomplish three distinct military objectives: destroy Iran's ballistic missile and drone capabilities, destroy the Iranian Navy, and destroy their defense industrial base to ensure that Iran cannot reconstitute the ability to project power outside their borders. Over the course of 38 days of major combat operation, the Joint Force achieved the military objectives as defined by the President. We welcome the ongoing ceasefire, and as the Secretary said, we hope that Iran chooses a lasting peace. But as Secretary Hegseth said, let us be clear, a ceasefire is a pause, and the Joint Force remains ready, if ordered or called upon, to resume combat operations with the same speed and precision as we've demonstrated over the last 38 days, and we hope that that is not the case. I want to congratulate and thank the leadership today at U.S. Central Command, including the Commander Admiral Brad Cooper, the Deputy Commander Lieutenant General Kevin Leahy, the Senior Enlisted Leader Fleet Master Chief Compton, and every one of the component commanders, senior enlisted leaders, and especially the staff down at U.S. Central Command, who does not get called out for any of the credit, but grinds 24/7 to help offer the options that we bring to the Secretary and the President. I also want to highlight the forces in United States European Command under the command of Alexis Grinkiewicz, who protected the western flank in support of CENTCOM. And I want to thank our partners across the intelligence community. Our ability to see and understand what an adversary is doing help us to be as decisive as we must be on the battlefield. And that includes DIA, NSA, NGA, the CIA, and the National Reconnaissance Office, and others. I want to thank the other combatant commands who have thus far contributed along the way to U.S. Central Command. This includes TRANSCOM, STRATCOM, SPACECOM, SOCOM, and CYBERCOM, all of whom poured all in support of CENTCOM's efforts. And I want to thank, as the Secretary did, our Gulf partners who fought alongside each and every one of us every day. From the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Bahrain, Qatar, Kuwait, and Jordan, all who joined us together to defend and protect our people and our assets, and who, if required, stand ready to do so again. And I want to thank my team at the Joint Staff, who work literally around the clock in order to help me offer the options that I must with the associated risks to the Secretary and to the President. They are the hardest working people that I know, and I am deeply grateful for their service. Most importantly today, I want to thank America's members of the Joint Force who've poured everything that they can into Operation Epic Fury and their families who've worked 24 hours a day for 38 days. The Secretary and I could not be more proud of each and every one of you. And we deeply appreciate the support of the American people who we know always have us in our thoughts and prayers. And we can feel this literally every single day. As the Secretary said, the United States has devastated the regime's ability to harm Americans and our interests for years to come. Since the beginning of major combat operations, the United States Joint Force has struck more than 13,000 targets, including in that 13,000, more than 4,000 dynamic targets that popped up on the battlefield and were immediately addressed, thanks to the exceptional command and control system and intelligence acumen and agility of our Joint Force. CENTCOM forces destroyed approximately 80% of Iran's air defense systems, striking more than 1,500 air defense targets, more than 450 ballistic missile storage facilities, 800 one-way attack drones storage facilities. All of these systems are gone. We've devastated Iran's command and control and logistical networks, destroying more than 2,000 command and control nodes and degrading their ability to target U.S. and friendly forces. It is, and we know this, incredibly frustrating right now to be a lower level Iranian commander trying to fight your fight. As the Secretary said, the Iranian Navy now lies mostly at the bottom of the Arabian Gulf, and we assess that we've sunk more than 90% of their regular fleet, including all of the major surface combatants, as the Secretary said. 150 ships are at the bottom of the ocean, and half of the IRGC Navy's small attack boats. Joint fires projected from the land, sea, and air executed more than 700 strikes against naval mine targets, and we had assessed that we destroyed more than 95% of their naval mines. And perhaps most importantly, we've destroyed Iran's defense industrial base, their ability to reconstitute those capabilities for years to come. We attacked, along with our partners, approximately 90% of their weapons factories. Every factory that produced Shahed one-way attack drones was struck. Every factory that produces the guidance systems that go into those drones was struck. Their missile defense industrial base is shattered, with more than 80% of their missile facilities gone, as well as their solid rocket motor production capability. It will take years for Iran to rebuild any major surface combatants, as more than 20 naval production and fabrication facilities have been damaged or destroyed, and nearly 80% of Iran's nuclear industrial base was hit, further degrading their attempts to attain a nuclear weapon. Throughout Operation Epic Fury, our joint force struck at the heart of Iran's ability to project power and threaten the United States and the region. And in order to do this, it required the service and sacrifice of more than 50,000 American warfighters deployed across CENTCOM, EUCOM, and stateside. The joint force flew more than 10,000 missions, including 62 bomber missions, 18 of which flew round trip from the United States to deliver bombs on military targets. Each of these missions was more than 30 hours in duration, and we did that 18 times. No other military in the world can do that. And it's a testament to the logistical force that quietly serves behind them. I cannot thank TRANSCOM and the Air Force Tanker and Mobility Force more. Combined with Army and Navy joint fires, we stuck more than 13,000 targets. And along with our Gulf partners, we've thus far intercepted 1,700 ballistic missiles and one-way attack drones, defending our forces and our partners in the civilian population. And we remain ready to do so should the need arise. Along the way, we consume more than 6 million meals, and by my estimate, more than 950,000 gallons of coffee, 2 million energy drinks, and a lot of nicotine, but I am not saying that we have a problem. I've laid out the statistics, but it does not truly capture the nature of combat. This is gritty and unforgiving business. It's chaotic, it's hot, it's dark, it's unpredictable, and there's always unknowns. And our people proudly walked into those unknowns and continue forward. And through it all, the joint force has demonstrated the unwavering resolve that the nation demands of us. We are a mission-focused force, and our objective always is to create the conditions for peace, and today we have, while be ready should that peace break, which we hope it is not, and we remain ready. Before I turn it back to the Secretary, I also want to quickly revisit the rescue of the Air Force fighter crew over the weekend. To give you an update, we've had, the Secretary and I have had the profound honor of speaking directly with many of the warfighters on that mission, from the downed crew that were picked up to those forces that went and got them. Hearing these stories firsthand has only deepened our appreciation for their tenacity, creativity, courage, and grit of the American Joint Force. This is a story that gets to the very heart and soul of who we are as a joint force, who we are as Americans, selfless sacrifice in service of others. From the backseater, Dude 44 Bravo, whose pure and unadulterated joy at seeing those helicopters come into the valley to get his front seater in daylight, because he knew the front seater did not have a jacket, and was so filled with heart-leaping joy at his front seater getting picked up, to the nighttime folks that went in and then got him, to the tanker forces that did the things that they had to do to give their own gas away, to the support packages, to those that went into the desert landing site not once, not twice, but three times as we fought through multiple contingencies. This was and is a joint force that has the guts to try, that does not quit, and who each and every day does the things that we must to dare to win. No lives were lost. We succeeded because the joint force is always at the ready. They trust each other, they trust their leaders, and they trust their training. And they remember first, foremost, and always that we do these things so that others may live, and we will never leave anyone behind. The success of Operation Fury thus far, and we hope it remains, culminates with this incredible rescue over the weekend, a direct example of the professionalism and courage of the United States military and our joint force.
Amazing stuff from General Dan Kane, and of course, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth at the Pentagon doing their sometimes periodic press conference at this time right now. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. A couple of accidents to let you know about. The first one is on West Fairfield in North Q Street. That's off to the side of the road, not causing you any delays. And let's see here. There was another one. Cody Lane and Conifer Road. The road is blocked there. So do use caution on Cody Lane. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If you need to build something, if you need to repair something, if you build things for a living, Pensacola Hardware is your place for 175 years. The oldest business in Florida, one of the oldest businesses in the entire country, one of the 50 oldest in the country. They have been helping people with good advice, good supplies, good safety equipment, teaching you how to solve problems, helping you be sure that you're solving problems in the smartest way, and how to be safe doing it. You know, a lot of times they'll sell things that if not used properly can be dangerous, and they'll actually take the time to stop and make sure, hey, have you done this before? Do you know how to use that? We just want to make sure that you, first of all, get the solution you're trying to get, but also that, you know, you're safe in the process because they really care about you. So building, rebuilding, anything like that since 1851, Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, has been helping people do these things.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. Here's a question for Christians. What year was it that you were saved? I'm asking, when were you converted to Christ? And I'm not asking, when were you baptized or when did you receive the Lord's Supper? I'm not asking about religious works that you have done, but I'm asking you, when did you receive the work that Christ has done for you? When was it that you were convicted about your sin? When was it that you called on Christ to save you from the consequences of your sin? When did you seek God's forgiveness? For me, it was June of 1988. When was it for you? If you have never received Christ's forgiveness, the Bible says today is the day of salvation.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
The Burger Battle by the Bay is the best burger competition on the Gulf Coast, and it's happening this Saturday from 11 until 1:30 at Community Maritime Park in downtown Pensacola. It's all-you-can-eat burger bites and more. Tickets are $20 now online or at the Main Library Solo Cafe. Tickets are $25 day of the event with proceeds supporting Take Stock in Children and many other community projects supported by Southwest Rotary. It's the Burger Battle by the Bay this Saturday beginning at 11 a.m. at Community Maritime Park, presented by Southwest Rotary.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, inviting you to Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. It'll be April the 11th at Five Flags Speedway. This event will have a car show beginning at 7:30 until 9:30. At 10 o'clock, the gates will open. At 11 o'clock, we'll serve crawfish plates from Cubs Crawfish. We'll have hamburgers and hot dog plates. We'll have balloon animals, games, face painting, and more for the kids. All proceeds for this event will benefit the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation and their mission to support the heroes of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Cops, Cars, and Crawfish, April the 11th.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
What did you expect, kid? It's my TV arm.
I thought one of the things that came across in that press conference, it was funny, the, what did he say, 2 million meals, 950,000 gallons of coffee, 2 million energy drinks, and a lot of nicotine. I like that. I may have gotten one of those or two of those numbers wrong, but 13,000 targets destroyed, 1,700 inbound ballistic missiles and drones shot down. The capacity to manufacture military things has been completely degraded. 90% of the Navy, 150 ships, half their fast attack boats, 95% of their mines, 90% of their factories that would produce stuff. So, and I love that the Wizzo was excited mostly to find out that his pilot had been rescued safely and kept and rescued from the cold, basically.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump on Truth Social this morning, writing in part, the U.S. will work closely with Iran. There will be no enrichment of uranium. Iran has gone through a very protective regime change, and many of the 15 points have already been agreed to. Minutes ago, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth.
Operation Epic Fury was a historic and overwhelming victory on the battlefield. A capital V military victory.
During a briefing about the war with Iran, oil prices dropping overnight.
Reports indicate at least two vessels have now passed through the Strait of Hormuz, the first two ships to make this journey since the ceasefire was announced.
That is Fox's Trey Inks reporting in Tel Aviv. Stocks are surging ahead of the open on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. We're going to get a look at our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. But first, taking a look at our headlines today, University of West Florida is set to make another big athletic announcement this morning, 9:30. They have a press conference scheduled to name their new head basketball coach. We do have a reporter that'll be there, and we'll bring you more on that here later this morning. There is a a new robot could be eventually roaming the streets of Pensacola. This report from News Radio's Chris Bryan.
A robot that could one day walk the streets of Pensacola and respond to emergencies is being built at the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition in downtown. The next generation humanoid robot, Alex, is here. And on Friday, you'll have a chance to see and meet Alex for yourself at the IHMC's open house from 4 to 7. Alex will do interactive demos, shadow boxing, and believe me, a whole lot more. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
A new affordable housing neighborhood is headed to Pensacola, and a local credit union helping to make that happen. Pensacola's Habitat for Humanity broke ground yesterday on Hancock Meadows. That's a 33-home development on Hancock Lane. And Penn Air Federal Credit Union made a big $120,000 donation.
Affordable housing in Escambia County or anywhere in the Panhandle is they're not as easy to come by as you would think. So working with the Habitat to build affordable housing, to me, touches me personally because I know it strengthens families.
And that is Penn Air President and CEO Lee Morgan. He says the donation funds a community green space and a model home that prospective families can tour. The development features a mix of home buyer program, military housing rental, and open market homes. The United States Coast Guard cutter Eagle is headed back to Pensacola. The tall ship, a training vessel carrying 150 cadets and 75 crew members, will dock at the Plaza de Luna May 22nd through May 25th. Earlier this week on Monday, the CRA approved a waiver of docking fees in support of that visit, and there will be free public tours planned. Organizers say up to 10,000 visitors could come aboard. Now, that is if weather cooperates. The Eagle last came to Pensacola in 2022. The ship is en route to New Orleans for the Sail 250 events right now. Senator Rick Scott applauding President Trump for agreeing to that Iran ceasefire deal. Scott says it's excellent news and a strong first step towards holding Iran accountable. He says it's what happens when you have a leader who puts peace through strength over chaos and weak appeasement policies. And Florida drawing record amounts of wealth from other states. That claim yesterday from Governor Ron DeSantis. He was speaking at a conference in Miami. He says Florida's had more adjusted gross income move into the state under his watch than has ever moved into any state in the history of the U.S. The governor crediting Florida's pro-business policies and other states' high tax policies. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Cody Lane and Conifer Road. We're seeing some road blockage associated with that on Cody Lane. So just be aware of that. And also I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Seeing about a 9-minute delay through that construction zone. Highway 29 southbound as you approach 9 Mile Road, a 8-minute delay in Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, experiencing a 9-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Your wallet may soon get a break. Oil prices are sharply lower after Iran agrees to safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz during a 2-week ceasefire. West Texas Intermediate currently down by more than 17%, costing roughly $93 per barrel. Brent is down by more than 15% at roughly $92 per barrel. Levi Strauss beat Wall Street's expectations on the top and bottom lines, leading it to raise its guidance. The denim maker saw strong growth, but about half of that was related to higher prices. Levi's earnings guidance came in a bit lighter than expectations, but doesn't consider recent tariff rollbacks. General Motors is recalling more than 271,000 cars in the U.S. over an issue with the rearview camera. The screen may display a distorted or blank image, reducing the driver's view behind the vehicle. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said the recall includes Chevrolet Malibu sedans. Futures have skyrocketed. The Dow is up by more than 1,300 points. That's Your Money Now.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you.
Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip with the new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther. And combined with Subaru's legendary capability of standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected conditions and terrain with ease. Paved roads, graveled roads, just about any road, they're all fair game in the new 2026 Subaru Hybrid. Better fuel economy, legendary reliability, you'll find both in the Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid and Subaru Forester Hybrid. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Spring shows up quietly around here. A little more daylight. Warmer afternoons. A lot going on locally. News Radio 92.3 keeps you connected to it all. With the stories, updates, and conversations that shape your day.
Stay informed. Staying connected.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
New season, same trusted source.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and this interview with Mayor D.C. Reeves is brought to you by Lambert Transfer and Storage. Choose the team with a legacy, Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com. Mayor D.C. Reeves on his way to D.C. later in the day, but not quite yet. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with what has got to be one of the coolest stories going on in Pensacola right now.
In your
I mean, she just keeps killing it on American Idol. Keila Richardson is fantastic, and I don't know if you had a chance to actually watch it, Mayor, but I think my favorite part of that was, I mean, the singing was fantastic. I love watching her kid dance and sing and lip sync all the words right along with her. Isn't it fun to watch him?
Yeah, it's been such an awesome experience. Yeah, we're glued to the TV in our household for every episode, and right after the audition, we were able to have Andrew come up to City Hall, and he wanted to sit in my desk, and I said, "Well, I've got a few decisions for you to make while you're there, if you don't mind. Some of these 50-50 ones I can foist onto you."
You should have had him call, like, PNJ and Channel 3 and us and do an interview. That would have been awesome.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Oh, I'm on a tough week maybe, but listen, I think the family has been great. And actually just the great news for us is that they just invited us out for the show on Monday. So we're going to try to saddle up and head out there. And actually in City Hall today, tomorrow, and Friday, we're signing cards from Pensacolians to bring out to them and bring a little Pensacola out to California. So anybody can come by. So just normal City Hall operational hours. We've got Steven down there on our front desk. We got a place for you to send well wishes and all that. So we'd love for you guys to fill that up. And Caroline and I will take them out there on Friday.
Oh, man, that's so cool. And you're taking your daughter with you, and you're going to go see. And then, like, just to make sure people didn't miss it, there's cards to sign for Keeler Richardson, the American Idol contestant from Pensacola, at City Hall right now through Friday that the mayor is going to take out to California with him when he goes to see the show on Monday. Oh, that's a really cool. I love it. Other good news, the American Creosote Works, we've secured, the last bit of Phase 1 funding. Is that right? Because you've been working this deal and we finally have it?
Yeah, that's right. We were about almost $9 million short since the money had been awarded about 5 years ago and with increasing costs. So the work will start this summer. They'll start actually scraping yards in the surrounding area in the Sanders Beach neighborhood. But the important thing was, we've worked really, really hard. Our team has worked really hard. Our lobbyists in D.C. have worked hard to get this Delta. And really the pitch was this: hey, we talk about cutting red tape in this administration. We got a great example for you. Let us show you American Creosote Works, and that it's been a super fun site since 1983, the year before I was born. So the fact that we were able to close the gap in that funding, and we were working intensely on the phase two, that's another big hill to climb. The thermal extraction of creosote would be another $60+ million. So we're working on that, but great news that maybe finally we're going to start to see some real tangible progress of cleaning up these 18 acres in our city.
And this is, just to make sure I'm looking at the right property, this is the one that is just between like Gimbel and Pine and L on one end and F on the other end, right?
That's right.
Okay. And what, I know there's been talk about what to do, but what, if we get done with phase one, will anything happen, or do we have to do phase two to actually do anything on that site? And what is the plan for that site long term?
Yeah, there's limitations because of how things will be capped, right? So you see that big property, you're not going to be putting buildings on it and things like that. There could be a mound cut on the west side closest to Barrancas. And if you aren't familiar with what we're talking about, I would say the way to remember is if you ever are driving to or from the base, there's a big fence, like it's a military installation that's got like barbed wire on it on the right. If you're coming into downtown, you can see just that that's the western edge of ACW. But honestly, I think the long-term prospect of that is going to be more of a passive park. And there may be some things you can do on the east side, but that's really not – I think the key here, of course, is just getting all of that soil remediated and phase two is the thermal extraction again of creosote, getting it out or as much out of the dirt as you can before you cap it. And so – pretty limited on what would actually go there in its place. That's not going to be some big development or anything like that. But to be able to get that back in public hands for use, as an amenity, even as a passive park, would be an amazing thing compared to it being behind a fence for another decade.
Right. I completely agree. Just getting rid of the fence is a big improvement. We're talking to Mayor D.C. Reeves, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. Hang on for just a second, Mr. Mayor. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on Highway 90 in Pace around Sports Drive, we just had an accident happen with injuries and roadblock, and that's causing major delays on Highway 90 as you go through Pace. Also, Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, experiencing a 17-minute delay through the construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Mr. Mayor, back to Mr. Mayor. You are headed to D.C. for what, the mayor's conference, White House thing? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so we do a mayor's fly-in with America First Policy Institute. So we will go to the White House early Friday morning. But I always try to dovetail these with as many Pensacola meetings as we can. So going up there to talk Bird On and the port project with military, the U.S. Department of Commerce. We do have a meeting with USDOT. So we just try to clump all those things and get best bang for our buck and bang for our time while we're up there.
Are you looking for extra funding for the use of the tunnels from the Pensacola Airport to downtown, or the cruise terminal with the 8 or 9 cruise ships that I saw in the April Fool's Day post from the port? Any of that?
Yes. What we're looking for is as many dollars as we can to get all of the gold treasure out of the tunnels. We need all of the equipment that we can possibly get so we can, fund the next 2,000 years of budgets here in the city of Pensacola.
That's funny. Sorry. You were in D.C. You're talking about projects and getting funding. I had to bring it up. Let's see. Hard Rock Reverb. This was disappointing because it had been bragged about so much that we were going to do this, or they were going to do this, without having to take public money. And now they come back with not just give us some, but like all of the public money to be rebated back, $58 million, except for the condos, I guess, the property tax from those. But, I thought your comments yesterday was very interesting to hear you say that, what do we get out of this? If we're giving you this massive slice of money and it's going to cost us all this money to maintain it through fire service and everything else, what do we get for that? Persuade me, right? And you're willing to be persuaded. You're a no right now, but you're willing to be persuaded.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, it's a classic case of if you're on one side of this, you say, well, it's found money, right? It's empty dirt right now. And if you get at least, even if you don't pay any property tax on this other part, you pay on these condos, well, more than zero is better than zero. But when you think about what the actual cost over years of time, and I used that example in the press conference about if you put a 13-story, 12-story building in our downtown, we're going to have fire infrastructure both in a facility and in recurring labor to be able to protect something like that. That alone is a multi-million dollar investment. And that, I think whoever you put in positions like this, again, this is what we talk about when we say being a steward of the taxpayer dollars, not to give us ourselves a long-term obligation to allow someone to build, but this should be a long-term partnership. So I absolutely have no philosophical disdain or resistance just off the cuff of not hearing out somebody saying, hey, we'd like a break on this, and here's why. And I use the Grand Hotel as an example. Someone came to us. We mentioned that openly. If somebody came to us and said, hey, we're going to preserve the historic train station, we're going to get this thing back online, which will then support a Bay Center, which is another community asset. Well, there might be a test case there to say, okay, I can get behind that. I can go back to the citizens and say this is what they're getting for their money. But in this case, I can't say that right now. We've talked about a development, and the number one value of development is to build the tax base. And if we're not building the tax base, then what are we doing for the public when we start using their dollars? And so in my mind, I've just got to hear more, or I've got to hear something different than a $58 million request over 20 years. So again, open-minded. Listen, phone's always on, but that's where I'm at this point.
Yeah, and I also think the kind of the initial, because we were thinking we were getting this amazing thing and not costing us anything, there's certainly a temptation to be like, well, that's what you told us, and anything short of that, well, that's not fair either. Even half of the potential allowable rebates might make sense. But like you said, pitch me the numbers, right, and show me what we get, because, we certainly don't want to get a project for which we're not getting paid, but which costs us money and may not pencil out for the overall value, even if you start thinking about sales tax money and bed tax money and all of that kind of stuff. It kind of reminds me of, I know that the feeling about the Community Maritime Park is sort of like that 35-year-old woman who's wanted her whole life to be married and no offers have come, and she starts to think, is this ever going to happen for me? A bad marriage is one thing that's worse than no marriage, so getting the bad project may be worse than getting no project at all. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, we got a couple of big construction projects right now that are started already or are going to start soon. Main and Barrancas, Main Street is closed. Barrancas is throttled, I think, down to 2 lanes from 4. It's going to be that way for a long time, 6 weeks at least, and then there's bad things after that. And then you got this new one that's going to start next Monday, which is at Government and B Street, right? That's going to be closed, that intersection, for like a month or two?
Exactly. There's really two or three kind of two-and-a-half kind of projects all happening basically. And I joked in my press conference that – it's kind of hard to say without a map or in my minute with the mayor. But the best way to think of it is coming off the Bayou Chico, if you were coming into town from Bayou Chico, from the Navy base, that kind of whole section there from Barrancas getting up to Garden Street is going to have some difficulty. So one, pack your patience, and two, just be aware. So if there's a different way you want to go, if you want to stay on Barrancas, or you want to, or you need Maine, just to be looking at what those detours are. So that's what I'd recommend. We have posted that online on our social media channels as well. There's all the maps there and exactly when those dates are. So you know how these things go, Andrew. I'll get a lot of calls the day of, no matter how much we try to prepare people, and I get it. But we are. Thank you for helping us get the word out and just to try to mitigate as much inconvenience as possible.
Yeah, my because I know what it's going to feel like is for the people who drive through that portion of town regularly, they're going to start to feel like, does the mayor just hate me? Like, you know, why are they doing this to me? And my advice would be, take Garden, or if you can, take Cervantes. You know, your life will be better if you're used to going through town in that part of it.
That's right.
By the way, you know, I haven't driven there recently, probably will later today, but is Garden still have the construction on Garden? Is that still going on?
Yes, obviously that's moving eastbound.
Okay.
It's not completely yet, but okay. But yes, that's a completely unrelated state project,
right?
That we have no control over other than them notifying us.
So the rumor that the city of Pensacola is thinking of adopting the pylon as its city motto or logo, is that no truth to that though, right?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I get a chuckle about those. We're like, man, I can't believe how many roads are fixed. And then then the next day somebody's like, I can't believe how many potholes there are out here. It's like, well, all right, well, we got to do which one. We can either put the cone out and fix the pothole, or
right.
We can leave the pothole. You know, I mean, one or the other. So, but listen, I get it. Everybody's got their routine and they got their own lives to worry about. So again, please, if you drive that area, make sure you get on our website or our Facebook page, check out those maps for that 4 or 6 week period here coming up.
Yeah. If you can name it as a road in Pensacola right now, we're working on it, fixing it, renovating it, Palafox, whatever. It's all, but in the end, it's all going to be beautiful, which is the whole goal. We always like to end with some lighthearted lightning round kind of topics. First question for you is, do you like having knobs on your car stereo, or do you want the touch screen on your car stereo?
Man, I haven't thought of that. I would prefer knobs. Now that you think about it, I think it's they react faster. There's no delay.
Yep.
And I don't hit the wrong thing.
Yeah,
so actually,
that's it.
I'm getting older. I'm getting older, Andrew, is what I just realized.
They're forcing this inferior technology upon us, and it's one of the most commonly complained about things in cars. Do you have any bands that you like to listen to that you're ashamed to admit, but you're willing to admit it to me this morning?
No, my shame is watered down by I listen to everything. So there's probably embarrassing things across all genres.
I see.
You know what I mean? So I don't have to take a stance on turning it down when my family comes out. So I'm too eclectic to be cornered into one embarrassing band.
All right. So if we see you wearing a Debbie Gibson concert tee, we'll know that you have other equally embarrassing concert tees in the closet. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. That's correct. I'm very, very open-minded about my embarrassing music. Yes.
What is your oldest piece of clothing? How old is it?
Ooh. Well, if you kind of count like handing down, I've got some old like elementary school PE t-shirts that I've given Caroline.
I see. All right.
Reeves on the back. Yeah. So if you count the hand-me-down, other than that, I bet I've got some old college, college FSU t-shirts.
Can you still wear them?
So, God, how old is that now? 20-ish years, 22 years. Yeah.
Can you still wear your college shirts?
Depends on which one. Not all of them.
That's a good answer.
Sure.
No, same. Yeah. You know, some of the bigger ones, sure. Some of the other ones, no, not at all.
It depends on how relaxed the fit was at the time.
Right. Mayor D.C. Reeves, always a pleasure, sir. We look forward to the city council meeting tomorrow night and talking with you next week. Have a safe trip to D.C. Get a lot done, and we'll see you. Well, and American Idol. I mean, you got a lot of stuff on the agenda. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andrew.
All right. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on eastbound or westbound on I-10 between 9 Mile and Highway 29 through that construction zone, that's experiencing about a 10-minute delay in that part of the construction. Also, Highway 90 in Pace and Sports Drive, both eastbound and westbound, are seeing some major delays due to that earlier accident. Traffic is basically stopped there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you have a student who is struggling with math, did well before, but something changed, maybe never really did all that well, or even, honestly, somebody who does fairly well at math but wants to do even better, Mathnasium. They are your personalized coaches, mentors, trainers for math stuff, and they understand how frustrating it can be for a child who has not acquired a skill or not got the comprehension, the grasp, you know, the penny drop kind of moment with some things, and how that builds because teachers in subsequent grades then assume you know that stuff. And if you never got the basic, you know, trying to build on that is, it's virtually impossible. And how do you get caught up? Well, you go to Mathnasium. You take an assessment. It's completely free to take the assessment, figure out what pieces of knowledge or what tools in the toolkit are missing, and then figure out a plan in order to solve that. 94% of parents say that their kids get better math skills and understanding. 90% actually see letter grade improvement in their grades. And it's just helping your children to understand. I love Mathnasium. We're big fans. Our best friends own it. And, you know, our son taught there for a year. So we are absolutely adamant, huge fans of Mathnasium, what they do. And, you know, they're working diligently to fix some of the math conceptual gaps in this area, in Escambia and Santa Rosa County, located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport.
Need to move across town, across country, or even across the globe? Trust Lambert Moving Systems. Veteran-owned, military-approved, and now celebrating over 100 years of moving excellence. As a quality award winner, BBB accredited, and agent for North American Van Lines, they handle local, long-distance, industrial, and international moves with packing, storage, and warehousing available. Serving Pensacola to Mobile and all surrounding areas and supporting the Gary Sinise Foundation. Choose the team with a legacy. Lambert Moving Systems. Go LambertTeam.com.
Selling a home is personal, and it can feel overwhelming before you even know where to start. A lot of homeowners are told that if they question the cost of selling, it means they are cutting corners or taking risks. That simply isn't true. Wanting clarity and fairness doesn't make you cheap, it makes you thoughtful. I'm Miriam Rogers with Poppy Properties. I offer a full-service listing for only 1%, saving you thousands. And my easy exit agreement means you're never locked into a relationship that isn't working. You still get professional marketing, photography, negotiation, and guidance from contract to closing. What you get less of is pressure. What you keep more of is your equity. This isn't about doing less. It's about doing what's right for you, your situation, and your future. If you're thinking about selling and want to start with information instead of obligation and learn more about my 1% listing model, visit my website at forsalebymiriam.com. That's forsalebymiriam.com.
How does it work?
I know not, my liege.
Consult the Book of Armaments.
Armaments, chapter 2, verses 9 to 21.
Count to three. Do not count to four. Five is right out. 7:59 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a quick headline for us. David?
Well, good morning. Iran is saying that they will continue to control the Strait of Hormuz after agreeing to a ceasefire with the U.S. President Trump making that announcement yesterday that Iran had agreed to a two-week ceasefire.
Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. Fox News is up next. We'll be back after that.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Secretary Pete Hegseth pausing the operation in Iran after a ceasefire was agreed to.